Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt is our guest, our friend and Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn, the co-author of A World Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. Mark, thanks again for hanging out with us. AWorldGoneSocial.com, is that right?
That's right.
All right, so check that out. Also, the book's available wherever books are sold. Mark, you got stories. We're talking about social media, folks, as something that whether you like it or not. And I'm a big skeptic. You know, Mark, I self anointed myself as the social media heretic 6 or 7 years ago. So I mean, I've got my jaundiced eye looking at it all the time. But we use it like crazy. I think it's healthy to be skeptical of social media while you are taking advantage of it. And that way you make sure that you're protecting yourself in the areas that where it could cause you a problem. Like if you expect it to be the same thing as have the same rules as selling, or if you you believe that Facebook and Twitter are on your side, you know, things like that. But you've got stories of how people have used social media to their advantage. Talk to us about that.
I think the best stories, Jim, are those that are organic. It's not that a company or a brand tried to create a viral video, you know, through their marketing departments, right, and they didn't spend a bunch of money on it. The stories that I love the most, and some of them are good and some of them are bad, both show the character of the brands that are involved. For instance, you know, there's a lot of people have probably heard the story about Amy's Bakery. And poor Amy, she was just not a very happy person, and she was getting some bad reviews on Yelp. Mm. And so she did what every, you know, person, individual might do on Facebook. She fought back, and she began slowly but surely showing her true character. She was toxic. She was angry. She was maybe a little bit egotistical, certainly arrogant,
mm-hmm.
and it began to show. And her Facebook tirades, her rants,
wow,
against her customers.
Wow.
I mean, she would ridicule you. You put
That wasn't a good idea 200 years ago.
No. But again, it shows our true character. Now take a look at what happens on the other side. Again, completely mm-hmm. organic. A young man is helping his grandmother who's on her deathbed, and he says, "Grandma, what can I do? What can I get for you?" And she goes, "You know what sounds good? That clam chowder from Panera Bread sounds good." and he said, "Okay, I'm on it. I got it." So he runs to Panera Bread and asks for the clam chowder. Well, it's Friday. It's not Friday. The clam chowder is a Friday thing at Panera. So the young man explained to the store manager, you know, his situation with his grandma. And the store manager looked at him and said, "You know what? We got this. We're going to just hang on for a minute, and we're going to fire up some clam chowder for you." So he
wow.
did, brought it back to grandma. He goes on Facebook very innocently mm-hmm. and says, "I just want to tell you this story about this great experience I had at Panera Bread." Well, he didn't even tag Panera Bread. He was just talking to his friends.
Right.
His mother reposted and tagged Panera Bread,
mm-hmm.
and it went on Panera Bread's, you know, primary slot on their Facebook page.
You're giving me chills. That's what a great story. What a wonderful story.
864,000
yeah.
likes later,
mm-hmm.
Panera Bread's brand went through the roof.
The only problem is that people showed up on Wednesday and said, "I want my grandmother has a hangnail. I want some clam chowder."
There's that setting expectations thing again.
No, but that's what a great story. And you know, the other thing that I remind people about is talking about it organically is you know, we all get compliments. If we stay in business long enough, we're doing something right. People compliment us, and they do it to our face, right? While they're in the store or whatever. You know, it's okay to say, Wow, what a nice thing for you to say. I really appreciate that. We try really hard here, and I'm glad it's showing, it's shining through. Would you mind saying that in one of your communities? There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, we live, and we say this in a world gone social, we live in the testimonial economy now. We live in an era where we no longer believe the message control that comes down from the PR firms and the advertising agency. We just don't believe that stuff anymore. What we do believe is when others, especially those that we respect, say something nice about a brand, a restaurant, a hotel stay, anything. It's quite a different tack. When we say something as a brand about us, that's mm-hmm. just marketing or selling.
That's right.
Everybody knows that now.
That's right.
When other people, our customers, our friends, our colleagues, when they say something good about us, that's your brand.
And the thing is, the reason why you need those is because inevitably you're going to have a negative out there. And if you don't have already banked some positives, when that negative lands, which you're going to get one day, then you're going to be upside down, aren't you? You're going to be overdrawn.
Well, and here's the deal. That's why building community is so important, Jim. Because something is going to go bad, right? We're not perfect. We're going to say something, we're going to do something that doesn't go over well in that moment. But by building community
yep.
and building up those testimonials, we have karma on our side, and we have people who care on our side.
Give us that website again, Mark, quickly.
AWorldGoneSocial.com.
And that's the name of the book, too, and you can find it wherever books are sold. Hey, Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.